Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Director of Artistic Planning and Engagement of Newport Classical, Trevor Neal. How are you today, Trevor?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Before we kick things off, let's thank our sponsors. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Trevor, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Jamie, today we celebrate and honor Black composers whose imprint on classical music has gone both underperformed and unnoticed for hundreds of years. I'm pleased to bring a very wide range of musical styles that are representative of these outstanding composers to you today.
So you're telling me that there are many Black composers of classical music?
Why, Jamie, yes. As a matter of fact, our first composer today is Ignatius Sancho. Sancho was a Black British composer, actor, and writer who became a symbol of hope in the battle against the immortality of the slave trade through his celebrated letters and musical compositions. The minuet in Triple Time was the most important couple dance of the 18th century. Sancho's Minuet 11 is one of the earliest recorded instances of music composed by an African. This is Ignatius Sancho's Minuet Number 11 in G minor.
Thank you.
It's only proper to explore another musical dance style. As we leave the minuet and move to the waltz, Francis Frank Johnson was an American musician and prolific composer during the antebellum period. Black composers were rare in the U.S. during this period, but Johnson was among the few who were successful, performing as a virtuoso of the now rare keyed Kent bugle and the violin. He wrote more than 200 compositions of various styles, operatic airs, Ethiopian minstrel songs, patriotic marches, ballads, cotillions, quadrillions, quick steps, and other dances. Only manuscripts and piano transcriptions survive today. Johnson was the first African-American composer to have his works published as sheet music. He also was the first African-American to give public concerts and the first to participate in racially integrated concerts in the United States. He led the first American musical ensemble to present concerts abroad, and he introduced the promenade concert style to America. The next two pieces are the New Bird Waltz and the Monongahela Waltz by Francis Johnson.
Thank you.
So, Trevor, what's next?
Clarence Cameron White was an American neo-romantic composer and concert violinist. Following the death of his father at age 2, his mother, a concert violinist trained at the Oberlin Conservatory, moved the family to Washington, D.C., where White's introduction to a broader classical music scene would set the course for his deep love of classical music. The next three pieces are some of his more popular: Levy Dance, Opus 28, No. 2, Bandana Sketches, Opus 12, and On the Bayou.
Well, our next composer may be more familiar to classical music lovers, as her work has picked up steam in the last decade. Florence Beatrice Price is noted as the first black woman to be recognized as a symphonic composer, and the first to have a composition played by a major orchestra. These next two pieces, Adoration and her string quartet in A minor, are some smaller, scaled samples of her larger, more luxurious symphonic works.
Thank you.
For this last piece, I want to share a spiritual by Undine Smith Moore that has become a staple at historically black colleges, churches, and community since it was composed in the 1970s during Moore's most prolific compositional years. This is We Shall Walk Through the Valley in Peace.
What a day. Thanks for coming to share this special show with us today, Trevor.
What a day indeed. But before I say goodbye, another big thank you to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP, Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and of course, you lovely people listening right at home. It's always great to be with you, Jamie.
And it's great to be with you too, Trevor. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun! I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!